Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is on, it's on the flow of life, the flow that we try to get going in our body, the flow that we often resonate in music, and how sound healing works with that. So it's all about smooth flow. That's our intention for today. So before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. First of all, we have our new semester just started. You could actually jump in. We've got a really cool class this semester. It goes to about April 27th, and it's three nights a week and some weekends. You're also welcome to take individual classes, and that's for the sound healing certificate program. Of course, that's the first semester of the sound healing degree program, associate degree program. We've got about 12 different instructors. We go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have the online program, which, let's see, you could start, I think you could start actually next Thursday. Would be a good time. I think that's February 5th or so, something like that. So, or every 2 weeks we have the online program starts, have a starting time whenever we start a new instructor. So that's also the Sound Healing Certificate Program or the Associate Degree Program. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Program, which is actually not just sound healing, it's for any style of music. It's a way of adding more depth to your music and being able to record it, produce it, record and mix, and really make recordings that are amazing. We've also got that program online, and I think we're starting it this next week or the week after on Wednesday afternoon, or yeah, it'll be Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. for 11 weeks or 22 weeks if you want to get the whole certificate. And that's all of that information you can find at thesoundhealingcenter.com. We do have the audio recording program here at the Institute. It just started. You could even jump in right now. The next semester's at the Institute for both sound healing and audio recording are starting May 23rd. We also have the summer intensive coming up this summer for both sound healing and audio recording. We've got the two summer intensive for sound healing, June 5th to the 18th and August 7th to the 19th if you wanted to complete the whole certificate program. Although some people will come just for the first 2 weeks in June and then do the rest online, or just do the first 2 weeks in June only, just to really get immersed in it. And that's 10 to 9:30 every day with ample breaks. And so we also have a little 4-day intensive coming up that's going to be at my house on March 11th to the 13th, 11, 12, 13, I think March 11th to the 14th. And we're going to be going through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and working with a lot of sounds in nature as well, because we're in the most beautiful place at the house out in the headlands, right on the cliffs of the ocean, with all kinds of deer and birds and seals and dolphins and all types of things. It's beautiful. So that's starting March 11th. Let's see, what else do we have? We have the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat. That's actually July 9th, 10th, and 11th in Mount Shasta with all the Lemurians, and it's really quite a profound workshop. It's right on a river, so it's in the middle of nature. It's really beautiful. And it's at Stewart Hot Springs as well, where there's tubs you can go into, and the water is quite amazing. And then we go up on the mountain on the last day and do a meditation up on Mount Shasta itself. It's really incredible time. I'll have all of these posted on the website by the end of this week, as far as the summer events. And of course, you can always call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the store here. We've got all types of stuff. We have didgeridoos. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemical bowls. We've got crystal harp. We've got sansulas. We've got sound tables. We've got massage tables with speakers built in. We've got sound chairs with speakers built in. Everything you can imagine to vibrate you into bliss. You can check that out at soundoflove.com. We also have our therapy center here where we do a wide range of treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. We do everything from voice analysis to finding your soul frequency where you're at peace to voice healing, chakra treatments. We do voice bowls, Tibetan bowls, shakers, rattles, drums, all types of things. We do a whole combination treatment as well. Again, that's at soundtherapycenter.com. Cool. So, yeah, the flow. You know, I've talked before in quite a few shows about the hierarchy of sound or vibration, hierarchy of vibration, where you have frequencies, which are simply a certain number of vibrations per second. A bunch of frequencies add up to create a sound or a timbre, and those are even more powerful. And then a bunch of frequencies or a bunch of timbres add up to create an actual musical interval, the relationship between two sounds. And then you add time, and then you get rhythm, which entrains your brain and your heart into different rhythms, and also melody, which can bring you into amazing emotional states. So music is really probably the most powerful of all. And then we also talk about the ultimate level, which is the level of the actual energy, which is another level of vibration. And at that level, it's about really creating a flow. And it's also about creating a flow at the musical level. And I've talked about the healthy part of the body is when you create a flow without resistance, smooth flowing energy through the body. And we talked about how, you know, in when you're working with acupuncture and meridians, well, the truth is it's all about a smooth flow. And the whole point of poking the acupuncture points is to allow them to flow and for the energy to flow through the meridian. And that's the whole deal. And I talked to this one woman who we were talking about the frequencies of the acupuncture points. And it occurred to me that when the energy is flowing from one acupuncture point to another, which are different frequencies or different notes, then it's actually playing a song. And the whole key is to a smooth flow of that song. If you don't have a smooth flow in your respiratory system, you're going to have asthma. You won't be able to breathe. If you don't have smooth flow in your circulatory system, you could get a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow in your nervous system, you could easily get shaky. If you don't have smooth flow in your digestive system, then you could be constipated. It's probably the biggest problem in our society is now no smooth flow in our digestive system from all the GMOs and toxins in our food, right? Not to mention all the emotional toxins that screw up our digestive system. I mean, it's probably the first place things get screwed up when we're emotionally not flowing, emotionally not flowing. I mean, there's even flow in the emotions. You know, it's like when you get to a stuck emotion, I mean, that's really like there's no flow. And in fact, in thoughts, when you get to a stuck place, like a dead end where there's no flow, that's actually known as a cause of schizophrenia. No way out. Best example, or not a best, but a good example is the child that's being abused and has nowhere to go. And so they go out of their body. So it's all about flow at every level, smooth flow. And it's really the flow of spirit and of nature. In nature, we see flow all the time. Flow in rivers. Here's an interesting one. It occurred to me just not too long ago. You know, when the river hits a rock, it goes around it. And the river doesn't think, this sucks. There's a rock in the way. This sucks. Right? Right? And so often, I mean, it's so common that we go, this sucks. There's a rock in the way. And then it's all about this sucks, which is a blockage. Sucks is stuck energy. Sucks is not flowing. It's not flowing, right? But the river doesn't think that. The river just goes around it. Just goes around it. There's flow in the air. There's flow in ecosystems. There's flow throughout nature. And even in the growth patterns in nature, there's flow. There's flow in the Fibonacci curve, which is precisely the way just about everything in nature grows. And that is consistent flow. When I say smooth flow, it's really the same as consistent flow. The Fibonacci curve, that the way things grow in nature, is this pattern. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 2 = 3. 2 + 3 = 5. 3 + 5 = 8. 5 + 8 = 13. 8 + 13 = 21. So it's always the previous number plus the present number equals the next number. Previous number plus the current number equals the next number. There's nothing more consistent in the universe than that mathematical pattern. Because always the next step is based on the last step. Precisely based on the last step. There is nothing more linked, more consistent, more flowing than that pattern. That's the way every part of the body grows. That's the way trees grow. That pattern is even in our solar system. And it's ultimately a pattern of the golden mean. Fibonacci is just nature's way of getting to the golden mean, which is the ratio of 1.618 to 1. And the higher you go as far as that mathematical progression of the Fibonacci, then the numbers relative to each other, for example, 1 to 2 is doubled, but 2 to 3 is 1.5, and then 3 to 5 is closer to 1.618. 8 to 13 is even closer to 1.618. 13 to 21 is even closer. So it's nature's way of getting to the golden mean, which is the essence also of love. When your heart is, when you are transmitting love, your heart actually puts out ratios or harmonics in golden mean ratios. So it actually creates that golden mean flow when you're transmitting love in your physical heart. It's amazing, huh? So it's really all about this quality of flow. Spirit really has it down. It's interesting when you think about flow of spirit. First thing I think about is the flow of unconditional love. It often feels like a feeling or a state, but it really is a flow of energy, a flow of energy through your system that actually enlivens every part of your system. Or the flow of spirit through you. It's a flow of energy that clears out all types of blockages. When it comes to sound healing, we can work with, again, frequencies. We can work with sounds, which are simply a bunch of frequencies. We can, and frequencies often manifest as tuning forks, tone generators, pure tones. Not a bunch of frequencies, but a pure tone. And then sounds. And we can also work with musical intervals and music and energy. With frequencies and sounds, the whole deal is to help create the flow again. There's many ways you can do that with frequencies and sound. About four or five ways that I've determined in my research and studies. One is to find the blockage that is breaking up the flow, that is stopping the flow, and then break up the blockage. So in that case, we're actually using often intense sounds, distorted sounds, sounds that have a lot of energy to break up blockages. For example, Emmanuel, when he's working with people with cancer, he gets really intense, like, ah, to break up the blockage, the emotional blockage that's holding the cancer. You could also use there's a lot of dissonant sounds you could use that are like, you know, or you could use shakers and rattles, because white noise breaks up frequencies that are stuck, because noise is no frequency. Noise is actually an incomplete frequency, so it breaks up all blockages, all stuck energies. So that's why nature sounds like the ocean or rivers and streams and wind, even the wind can actually be really good for breaking up stuck energy. There's another way to break up the stuck energy, and that is to find the resonant frequency of that stuck energy and then turn the volume up and explode it. It's exactly the way they break up kidney stones or gallstones. So they find the resonant frequency of them and just simply turn the volume up and kablooey. It's gone. Those blockages are gone. It's also, there's a YouTube video of this guy that's actually breaking up cancer cells by finding the resonant frequency of the cancer cells and just turning the volume up and blowing them up. We even have a CD that we sell that has similar frequencies for breaking up cancer cells. So that's the first way, is to break up that blockage. Although some people don't like this idea because they think of it as the warfare method, where it's like kill, destroy, break up. Although, you know, emotionally, it's not such a bad thing to actually break up an emotion that is causing stress, or break up an emotion that's stuck and is looping over and over, sometimes for a whole lifetime. So it's not completely bad, but it's really kind of the most basic way of doing it. It's focusing on what's wrong and breaking it up. Right? The second way of dealing with a blockage or creating flow is to actually focus on the part of the body or whatever it is that's not flowing, and simply resonate the frequency of what it would be like if it were flowing. And this is for frequencies or sounds again. So if you're dealing with a cell, you find the resonant frequency of the cell, play it to the cell, and now the cell vibrates at its natural frequency and allows energy to flow through it. So there are many frequencies on the internet for different parts of the body, not so much for specific cells though, but for specific organs. There's frequencies that we actually hand out in our classes for the resonant frequencies of organs and nerves and tendons. And we also have CDs for that as well, the cymatic CDs that we sell. And so that's really resonating what's right and getting that actual frequency to hum. It's exactly the same as acupuncture. You're actually poking a specific acupuncture point to activate it so that energy will flow through it, through the meridian. It's exactly the same thing. So in that case, it's really either finding someone that has done research to find what frequency is the natural frequency, or intuitively doing it. And we actually teach that a lot here at the school because, you know, even if someone puts out a chart that says that this is the resonant frequency, I mean, until we've done a ton of research, we really don't know that it's the resonant frequency for everybody. Maybe I've got a different resonant frequency for my heart or my cells or limbs or whatever than you do. So in the meantime, learning to find it intuitively is very cool. And that's where we use the frequency sweep. You go up and down. Until you find the resonant frequency. If it's something you can feel, you will feel it vibrate more when you hit it. That's the main aspect of a resonant frequency of something. When you hit it, it actually releases stored energy and vibrates more. But it's really hard to hear or feel a cell in the body, or even something like your spleen or adrenals. You know, so it's often just done intuitively, where you go up and down. I like to do it silently until you intuitively get that you found the right frequency for that part of the body. At first, it may seem like frequency sweeping in the dark. But after you do it a bit, it doesn't take very long before you actually start getting information as to what the frequency of any part of the body is. I've seen it happen in the classes over and over, where students say, "What the hell are you talking about? I'm not intuitive. How am I going to find that?" And by the end of the semester, they're like, "Dave, I found the frequency of my Lyme's disease. Or I found the frequency of my mother's cancer. Right? Very cool to actually find through a frequency sweep. Now, those are just two of the ways, but let's take a little break here and listen to some flow. Let's listen to enlightenment. Enlightenment is all about the flow that actually brings you down to a state of more peace and stillness. And it's going from, and as far as binaural beats, we go from alpha to theta to delta to deep delta. But it's really about, in all my music, it's really about the flow from one section to another. So see if you can find this slow breathing flow in this song and see how it creates that flow in you. This is enlightenment.
Thank you.
The most interesting flow is the flow of peace and stillness. We often think of it as a state, but it's actually more of a flow of a consistent frequency. It's like right now, I can still hear that last note of the song in the air. It's still flowing. And that flow in my head, that consistent flow, is the stillness. You can easily be not very comfortable in silence. It's because there's actually a static, a jumping around, a oscillation, but when you have a slow fade like this on the home note, it leaves you in that flow of stillness. I try and do that on all my music. Now, the third thing that you can do with frequencies and timbres is you can balance out the frequencies that are missing in your system. So it's like vitamin therapy. If you've got a vitamin deficiency, you simply take that vitamin, and when you get a good balance of all the vitamins or all the frequencies, the energy naturally flows. We need a good balance of all frequencies in our system, based on the research from Alfred Tomatis. We need all the frequencies in our system for the flow to happen. And when frequencies are missing, it stops the flow. So the frequencies can get missing by emotional blockages, but often they also get missing by having a frequency in your atmosphere, especially growing up when you're really susceptible. So your ear actually turns that frequency down. And then once you're older, once you move out, then you no longer have that frequency. So, and it's embedded in your system now. So you then find that missing frequency and play it back into your system. The cool thing is they've discovered that if you don't hear a frequency, your voice does not make it. That's also from the research of Alfred Tomatis. So you can use a voice analysis to see if you have a hearing deficiency in one spot. You could actually do a hearing test as well, but it's just as simple as playing that frequency back. Kay Thompson Liu, who does the voice bio, actually has done research in hospitals and found that when certain frequencies are missing, certain organs don't work well. So it's like certain organs need certain frequencies to work well. And if you simply play that frequency back in a CD in that key, or if you have the person tone that note, it gets it back into their system and creates the balance of all the frequencies so the energy can flow. So that's the third method of creating flow. But probably the coolest and most fun of all is simply resonating flow and entraining the system into that flow. So that could be as simple as going into a state of love and resonating love. You can do it energetically. You can do it while playing a frequency, accompanying that frequency. So essentially, it's like setting your intention that frequency becomes the flow. You could do it with a sound but it's actually much easier to do with musical intervals and music, because music has that flow already. So it's just like what we just listened to, creating a flow that not only brings you to a certain state of flowing, but also just resonates that flow of movement throughout the whole song, that smooth flow without tension. Maybe a little tension here and there so we can appreciate the flow better, but mostly without tension, which is not like a lot of music. A lot of music really banks on tension, and it can be cool, you know, and that can actually be a way of breaking up blockages, is really focusing on the tension in music. But this method is really more about simply resonating pure flow. And that can be the ultimate, is resonating the flow of spirit, that state where all flow is known, that state where you are flow. You know, when you get down to it, I've seen videos where when you zoom in to the body, if you zoom in enough, there is no material. When you zoom in, there's simply electrons zipping around and energy flowing through different parts of the body. There is no material. It's all space. It's more space than material. And the whole thing in physics, actually, is it's you are flowing energy. And that's actually proven. When you zoom in, you see flowing energy, not material. So at the deepest, most profound, basic physical level, we are flow. And in fact, energy flows from around our environment through us, not to mention all of the energy that we create, which is where the biggest problem happens, but also the good news, that's where the biggest potential is as well. So at the most basic level, we are flow. It's when we start thinking we are something, often good or bad, that we stop that flow. We are potential. We are changing every moment. We are divine flow at the core of us. So when you sink into that knowledge, then it's all about going with the flow of nature or spirit, if it's around, or creating your own flow. Not even creating your own flow with sound from nature or spirit. Creating your own sound, creating your own music, or listening to music that's flowing, right? Let's play another song that is really about overcoming the biggest blockage to flow, and that's fear. So this song, the whole intention of this song is getting the flow going again beyond fear. Enjoy. resonating flow that we are. When you resonate flow, it all flows. It's easy to let go. It's interesting because it's often about just simply seeing where you have pinned things down. And it can be easy as simply going, oh, there it is. There's the blockage. It's kind of like homeopathy. Homeopathy resonates the frequency of the blockage so that your system goes, ah, and just takes care of it. So it can be as simple as one thought. There's the blockage. That's stuck. That is not me. I am flow. That pain is not me. I am pure, flowing love and light. That stressful emotion is not me. I am flowing, healthy, happy, or even sad. It's that stress is not me. That anxiety, which is not a stuck flow, it's a rough flow. That is not me. So when you simply realize that you are the flow, you are it. You are pure love flowing. That's the truth. It's interesting. It's almost a New Age thing. You are love. But it's really the truth. You are that flow. Anything that is not flowing is not you. However, you got to watch it. Because then we go, oh, it's not flowing. It sucks. I need to get away from that. Well, there we go. The sucks again. The second you judge the not flow, because in a way, oh boy, here we go. Now we go to the next level. In a way, the blockages are simply the next step on the way to the flow, as in the river. The rocks in the way are just simply creating a flow around. They are actually helping things to flow even more. They're showing us where the flow is not happening. So in the most beautiful way, they are the number one guidepost to the flow. It's interesting, though, that stillness is the most amazing flow there is. Often we think stillness is trying to stop movement. But stillness is not. Stillness is tuning into that flow that is so profoundly flowing that we just become peaceful. It's kind of like being in love. It's so profoundly flowing that we are just completely at peace. When we're immersed in spirit, it is such profound flow that we feel peaceful. Peace is a frequency of flowing consistently. Stillness comes from a consistent frequency flowing, or music, or energy. And that flow always breathes. It is not, technically not 100% consistent. It does a little breathing. Like nature does. A little chaos in there that creates a little breath of flow. So, hold that energy of flow that you are forever. At least for a couple of hours after this. Oh boy, do it the whole weekend. Come back to it as much as you can through the week in the months ahead until you really got it down, and then you just are divine flow through lifetimes, that which you are. Thanks for listening, and take care.